Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we're going to be discussing a question that comes up here and there in people's discussion, online posts, in cyber world, and sometimes you see articles written on those questions and confusions that people have in their mind regarding zakat. Zakat is Islamic tax. What does it mean? Why do we have to pay it? What is the rationale behind it? What is the philosophy? Why in the world I pay out of my pocket these taxes, these Islamic taxes? So we're going to go over a few points to answer this question and comprehend the phenomena of paying zakat that is incumbent on every Muslim. Brothers and sisters, Islam did not manifest itself as an ethical, philosophical, or theological doctrine. That's not it. Rather, it came forth as a comprehensive religion, a religion that catered for all the material and spiritual needs of the people. So first we have to understand properly what the religion of Islam is, how it is different from other doctrines that we hear about. Islam, to say the least, is a comprehensive religion. It's a complete code of life. Islam, from its very onset, during the time of the noble prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it had always been associated with establishment of a government. We have to be very clear about it. You go through the narrations of Prophet, you go through his strategy, you look at the books of history, how he proceeded, what took precedence in his strategy and approach, we see that establishment of an Islamic government was always a priority. And to run a government, brothers and sisters, any government in the world, it needs funds. Where do these funds come from? There are certain countries in the world, as we know, and I'm not going to call names, but, you know, they attack other countries to get those funds. You can well imagine the name of those countries. You can well imagine the names of those countries who attack other countries, loot their wealth, bring back that wealth to run their own governments and states. But in Islam, it is not like that. Islam does not believe in waging war on other countries and other nations to operate its own government. The government, the Islamic government, it operates on funds. The funds come from zakat. Okay? So this is where we have to be very clear. Islam pays special attention to supporting the underprivileged ones. Islam pays special attention to supporting the oppressed and the ones who are the struggling class in a society. Islam does not believe in the class difference. Every society, unfortunately, today or in the past, it had incapacitated, diseased, handicapped, orphans, without guardians, and the like. We always had those people, right? Now, how do you take care of these people? Who pays for them? The Islamic government is supposed to be paying for them. Now, where does the Islamic government get all these funds to give a proper life to these unfortunate people in the society or less fortunate people in the society? It comes from that zakat money, the zakat that gets paid by those who are earning well, okay, and they don't have a hard time making their both ends meet. Another reason, if you look at it, like for any society, for any nation, for any group of people, any community, the issue of protection is very important. In order to protect the society from the evil intentions of enemies, it is in the need of an army. So for this army to operate and function properly and provide that security to its people, where do the funds come from? They come from the money that the community pitches in the name of zakat. And last but not the least, there is also the need of funds to be allocated to the employees of an Islamic government. When people in an Islamic government serve the cause, they work to make things happen. How do they get paid? It's the responsibility of the Islamic government to pay those people. And how does an Islamic government pay those people? It is through this money that is collected in the name of zakat. From who? From the believers. So after a short break, we're going to come back and look at the topic in a little bit more depth, and we'll provide you with some more logical answers to why there is the concept of zakat and what is the philosophy behind it.
Zakat and its importance in Islam, in the words of Sayyid Muhammad Rezwi.
I would like to talk about the concept of zakat in a slightly different way, because one of the questions we get all the time is that zakat, why is it mentioned again and again alongside salat? Prayers and zakat almost comes together in the Quran. The reason why these two, you know, terminologies come together, very rarely you will see salat mentioned with sawm, salat with hajj, salat with jihad or other things. But many places you will see أقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة. And this has come again and again. You have to look at the overall understanding of the Quran to understand why these two words have come together almost all the time. It's basically a symbolic way by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like to emphasize the point that salvation in hereafter does not only depend on pleasing Allah and doing things for Him only. We also have to fulfill for Allah the rights of other people. So salat there actually is a symbol of haqqullah. And zakat becomes the symbol of haqqun nas. And combining it together and together all the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do not only think if you do your namaz, you know, all the time, and you come for my hajj of Baytullah, that's okay. And you don't really care about the people and the rights of the people, no. Aqimu salat wa atu zakat. So haqqullah and huququn nas go hand in hand. That is the secret of why these two words have come together. When we talk about zakat, it's more in the general sense of charity. Covers everything. It is not one item from Furu'd-Din as such. Because you have to understand that in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term zakat and sadaqah interchangeable. Sometimes zakat is used in the meaning of what is known as sunnat sadaqah. Sometimes the term sadaqat is used in the meaning of wajib zakat. So you have to understand the Quran. For example, if you look at Surah Tawbah, the only place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the list of those who are to receive charity, which is the main ayat discussed in the section on wajib zakat, you will see in that ayat, the word zakat has not come even once. The ayat starts with the words innama as-sadaqat lil fuqara wal masakin, and then it goes on in the whole list. Innama as-sadaqat, verily these sadaqat, which is plural of sadaqa. And our mujtahideen say this is basically referring to wajib zakat as well as charity in general. So you understand that these words have to be understood in their proper context. You have to understand the what we call zawq of Quran and Hadith to understand the Quran properly. You can't just look at the translation and come to a conclusion. And so the issue of, you know, huquq al-nas is very important. And it's interesting that almost every place where these words have come together, salat comes first and zakat comes later on. But in Surah A'la, the surah that we recite in Namaz Eid, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about success, where he says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ, according to the opinion of Mufassireen, there is a discussion about it, what does it mean? But there is an opinion there, which is in a way valid. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Not in a noun form, salat and zakat, rather in verb form. Who is successful? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ, who is successful, مَنْ تَزَكَّى, who gives zakat and remembers the name of his Lord, فَصَلَّى, and does the prayer.
Welcome back to The Teacher, where we're discussing the topic of zakat and the philosophy of zakat. And we have said that in order to have a healthy society, an Islamic government needs funds. Where do these funds come from? It comes from that same money that the community members, they pitch in to run the country and to run the affairs of a government. Interestingly, it can be concluded from the traditions that the measure of zakat has been so carefully evaluated in Islam that if all Muslims were to pay their zakat completely and correctly, not a single poor and destitute person would exist in the entire Islamic Ummah, not just that country. Brothers and sisters, this is how important zakat and those Islamic taxes are. Through that money, if Islamic government is provided with all that Islamic taxes, look at the basira, look at the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There won't be any destitute and any hungry and any poor left in the Islamic Ummah. Unfortunately, the reason we see some of the poor and destitute people in the Islamic Ummah is because some of us are not paying our Islamic taxes properly, in proper places, and in proper amount. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, if all the people were to pay the zakat of their wealth, not a single Muslim would be left indigent and needy. People do not turn needy, destitute, hungry, and bare except due to the transgressions of the affluent ones. Brothers and sisters, this topic of zakat, the philosophy behind us, it tells us and it compels us that we pay the Islamic taxes, let it be zakat or khums. The philosophy is the same. In a proper manner and in a proper amount and at proper time so that the rights of other people don't remain on our neck. This is the philosophy of zakat that we have discussed today in the light of the tradition of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam.
Yeah. You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah.
You can write. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. And there's nothing left around. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may fear, but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving.